popular culture.
Bay Area movie critic Michael Snyder saw the film in L.A. weeks ago and shared his impression with us.
It is no more or less offensive than a South Park episode or various other satires.
But Snyder and other film experts say the cancellation of the film presents a big threat to free speech.
I'm upset about this because I think it's a real blow to freedom of expression in our country and in the film industry. I don't like the precedent that you can stop a film from being in theaters if you don't like it.
Why are you telling us all this?
Some people have suggested that Sony release the film online through video on demand, but so far the company has made no announcements about what it plans to do next.
All right, Jana Katsuyama reporting live in San Francisco. Jana, thank you.
The New York Times is reporting that U.S. officials have implicated North Korea in the hacking of Sony computers with, quote, 99% certainty.